The goblins began to sing, or croak, keeping time with the flap of their feet on the stone, and shaking their prisoners as well.
Clap, snap, the black crack, grip, grab, pinch, nab, and down, down to Goblin Town you go, my lad. Clash, crash, crash, smash, hammer and tongs, knocker and gongs, pound, pound, far underground, ho-ho, my lad. Swish, smash, whip, crack, batter and beat, yammer and bleat, work, work, nor dare to shirk, while goblins quaff and goblins laugh. Round and round, far underground, below, my lad.
It sounded truly terrifying. The walls echoed to the clap, snap, and the crash, smash, and to the ugly laughter of their ho, ho, my lad. The general meaning of the song was only too plain, for now the goblins took out whips and whipped them with a swish smack, and set them running as fast as they could in front of them. And more than one of the dwarves were already yammering and bleating like anything when they stumbled into a big cavern. It was lit by a great red fire in the middle, and by torches along the walls, and it was full of goblins. They all laughed and stamped and clapped their hands when the dwarves, with poor little Bilbo at the back and nearest to the whips, came running in, while the goblin drivers whooped and cracked their whips behind. The ponies were already there, huddled in a corner, and there were all the baggages and packages lying broken open, and being rummaged by goblins, and smelt by goblins, and fingered by goblins, and quarrelled over by goblins. I'm afraid that was the last they ever saw of those excellent little ponies, including a jolly sturdy little white fellow that Elrond had lent to Gandalf, since his horse was not suitable for the mountain paths. For goblins eat horses and ponies and donkeys, and other much more dreadful things, and they're always hungry. Just now, however, the prisoners were thinking only of themselves. The goblins chained their hands behind their backs and linked them all together in a line and dragged them to the far end of the cavern with little Bilbo tugging at the end of the row. There in the shadows on a large flat stone sat a tremendous goblin with a huge head, and armed goblins were standing round him carrying the axes and bent swords that they use. Now goblins are cruel, wicked, and bad-hearted. They make no beautiful things, but they make many clever ones.